It shows how modern socialism and feminism aim to oust the woman from her prime place in society and remove men from the circle of the family. Part 2 unearths connections between anatomy, freedom, power, sex, abortion, and civilization, and shows how the family unit bestows resounding sanity on the world. Part 3 is an in-depth exploration of sexual radicalism and how it cleverly unseats the woman, and with her, the family, in the name of equality. Part 4 is a crucial look at how the malignant movements of socialism, modern feminism, and sexual radicalism are exploding on the international stage at the peril of the world's children and families. The final offering in Part 5 is a tenacious shred of hope amid the perils that now surround the family and the civilization that rests upon its shoulders. Part 1. The Woman and the Man. Chapter 1. Belonging. When I bore my first child, I knew she was mine because she was connected to me by a cord. No one in the delivery room questioned that this baby belonged to me, and I belonged to her. Our connection was physically obvious. When the umbilical cord was cut, and I clutched this baby's head to my chest, we were no longer tethered to one another, but our connection was inseparable. The story of every person's life begins at this same place. Mother, baby, and a cord connecting the two. And somewhere, often right there looking on, is a father. The father is the second person to whom the baby belongs and on whom the child has an unquestionable claim. Unless the eggs of one woman have been transferred to the womb of another, the child who emerges from a woman's womb is her biological child, bearing her genetic material and formed from her own body. This tethering of child to mother and mother to child ensures that every baby ever born is known and usually claimed by at least one person, its mother. No one is born without being tethered to a specific person. And that person is always a woman.